so high.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 29 of Just Okay Gamers.
You guys still haven't stopped doing that.
We never will.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When we get into the triple digits, you're going to have to say another number.
I'm ambitious.
301?
I'm ambitious. 1,054?
My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally!
Millpool.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nasty.
How's everybody doing right now at this moment?
It's Tuesday.
Fantabulous.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm drinking again.
Yeah, what's new?
Yeah, well, I'm breathing again. High five.
So, did the doctor say you are allergic to beer?
He didn't say that I wasn't.
Oh, okay. So,
I've just been conducting self-tests throughout the past week of trying all sorts of different liquors. And tonight I'm drinking wine, and it doesn't seem to be affecting me.
Wine is an amazing thing.
See, my doctor never told me that I was... that gunshots could be fatal to me, so I think I'll just go get shot.
Okay.
For what?
I guess that's kind of the same concept.
What, herpes?
Yeah, get a shot, a flu shot.
Wait, you might be allergic to beer?
Yeah.
You kind of threw up or something, or what?
For those that know me, know that that's quite depressing.
Yeah, that's...
I'd like to think our whole audience knows you by now, Nasty.
I think if you cut Nasty, he bleeds beer.
Yeah. But dark beer, not light beer. None
Fair
of that pussy shit.
Fair enough.
Not to get too personal, but what, you kind of broke out?
Yeah, ended up breaking out in hives and having hives for probably about 6 days, and they're still sporadically coming back. So
can't be the beer. That's just weird.
But it's when I did also, like, drink and break out and then binge drank again the next day and continued to break out for, like, 6 days after that.
Wow, well.
So.
Was it all one kind of beer?
No.
No.
I was mixing everything.
You know, it could be that you, like, your internal organs were just like, fuck. And that was just, like, your thyroid or something was like... dying, and that's why you had hives.
So I was dying, you're saying?
Yeah, like your internal organs were just trying to overcompensate for the consistent binge drinking, and one of your, you know, processing organs is like, fuck! Just to repeat that, and you just broke out in hives. Because hives is a condition that can be generated by some of the more sensitive organs that are involved in the digestion or synthesizing of certain biochemicals within the body. So maybe the binge drinking may have triggered that.
Also, I think you can get them from like mentally, right? Like,
yeah, from being stressed out.
Stupid people get them.
That's what. that's what the hell just said.
I'm not.
He said,
that.
"Are you dumb?" And I said, "Maybe."
No.
No. he did ask me though if I was really stressed out for some reason because he said that has a connection sometimes to hives.
Something's wrong with that boy's medulla oblongata.
Well, I think you should calm down, all right?
Yeah.
Take
I don't know
easy.
What I'm going to drink at RainCon, though, now.
He's the chillest guy I know. He can't chill more than he's already chill.
Damn, well, is he chill?
Nasty is a cool customer.
I thought you were going to say cucumber, because that's usually what people say.
Nasty is a cucumber.
He's just a cucumber.
just a cucumber.
You do look like a cucumber sometimes.
Yeah, I have green hair sometimes, and I shave all of my hair off of my body besides the top of my head.
Yeah, and what is with that? I noticed that you've been doing that lately.
I've actually been practicing for Olympic swimming, so...
Yeah, but why do you paint yourself green?
Because I want to feel like the Hulk, but I'm not big. So I figured that it might give me some superpower strengths.
Wait, he's been doing this recently and you haven't talked to him about it until now?
No, I haven't.
Wait. How often do you do it? When have you started painting yourself like this?
Pat was just being a good friend and letting me have some individuality, okay?
Yeah,
when did you start the paint?
Like,
When did I start doing it for painting? About
three years.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more than recently.
Yeah. I mean, in my lifetime, that's a recent span.
You haven't brought it up until now.
No, I mean, I don't know. I thought you guys noticed. You've met him before.
I didn't.
In their defense, though, Pat, you did tell me not to do any of the body painting when I went to Rincon.
Secretly, I didn't want you to embarrass me.
Yeah, and that's what it was. You were like, I brought this cool dude along, and then I go and paint myself green, and then everybody would think that I'm a weirdo, and you're a weirdo, like, through me, like, for being associated with me.
I did. I took you aside, and I said, hey, look, Nasty, you're an alright man, but you gotta, when you're around my friends, you can't paint yourself green.
You didn't take me aside. You told me this on the way to the first Raincon in the car. Yeah, I already had my paint with me and everything.
Wait, no, you were already painted.
No way.
He was already painted. We had to go to a gas station, and I had to give him a hoe bath.
That is toe bath. I really wish I could believe that. That's great.
It's a good thing that the gas station over by Seth and Jess's house has a pressure washer.
Yeah, that was really... That was a lifesaver.
Remember they had like that sprinkler system up above all the gas pumps, and we were contemplating just putting a lighter up there and then lighting the system on fire.
I just got this image of you closing off a naked and cold Nasty in some backwards area of Michigan with a power washer.
He was crying the whole time. I had a towel with me, so I like draped the towel around him and patted him, you know, and walked him to the car with my arm around him.
And then he was a good friend and went and bought it and said, here you go, pal, cheer up.
Yes. I did buy that thing for you.
Whatever it was.
It was a 40.
Oh, of OE. Okay. Yeah.
It's my favorite beer.
Guido, when you pat someone, does that have a different meaning for you? Because your name is Pat?
Really, what he meant is he laid on top of me with the towel in between the two of us.
Right. And then I twerked.
He didn't have the tongue out like Miley does.
No.
If he had the tongue out, would it be a case of heavy padding?
But yeah, that's what Pat means to me.
To lie on top of someone and twerk on them?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go try Pat later.
Well, good talk, guys.
And that's the podcast.
Wrap it up.
No, what do you guys say we get to some League of Legends stuff?
What do you say you introduce boxes. Mumble boxes first?
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate you guys reminding me. Now let's get to some League stuff. Hey, look, if you need a Mumble box... Well, there's only one site. It's called mumbleboxes.com. They have servers for Mumble that you can use to talk to people on.
No.
Mumble is a client where you connect with other friends and play games and chat via microphone.
Wait, I can talk to my friends while playing games?
Yes. It's a brand new thing. Just came out.
Thousands of dollars.
It does. It does.
Okay.
But
invented by a Nigerian prince.
If you enter Just Okay upon checkout, you're going to get 95% off, bringing it down to about like $4.19.
Wow.
Yeah. You can get big servers or small servers. It doesn't matter. How many friends do you got? Hey, Millpool, how many friends do you have?
Like... Tier 3.
Fuck you. You don't have any friends.
That's a trick question. He has no friends.
But if you had one friend, you could get a two-person server. That would be the saddest thing you could ever buy from Mumble Boxes.
That's the only server ever.
But they probably have it. So go to mumbleboxes.com, buy a server, use Just Okay. Upon checkout, you're going to get... I lied earlier. It's not 95%. It's 20% off. But hey... That's nothing to shake a chicken leg at.
Yeah, that's a turkey leg shaking.
Yeah, at least. So go there and do that. And also, we have a chat room in the League client. Just type in "just okay gamers" in that little chat box, and join us and chat with us. It's been pretty active lately.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do we have any new ones that have been popping in? Hot Nips. He's a new one.
Is that a user, or are you just saying that?
No, that's an exclamation. I'm like, Hot Nips.
Hot Nips.
We got a lot of people in there.
Get
now.
Hot Nips here.
So yeah, go to that and talk with us. Try and play a game. I've been trying to invite people in the chat room to games recently, but a lot of people idle in there and they don't see them, and then they shout at me for not inviting them when they're around, and I'm like, hey man, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah, we had a couple of games yesterday with some listeners, right?
Yeah, I played a game with Calls. That was fun.
Yeah.
Calls is a good guy.
Yeah. So pop in the chat room. Say hi. Now, how about we get to some league stuff?
Let's do
it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a special guest with us. Millpool, would you care to introduce?
Yeah, I would. Hey, did you guys know that the World Championships of League of Legends happened this weekend?
What?
No. What?
None of you knew that?
No, I feel like this is something that we should have wrote in the show notes.
Yeah. Well,
is this something where like the best teams get together and play each other?
It's exactly that. It's the two best teams in the world.
You know what? That's smart.
You think
it's a smart thing that they did. Yeah. I think they're going to get a lot of new players that way.
Sounds like a pretty prestigious event. Like somebody like Crystal Method would play there.
Crystal Method did play there.
What?
No.
What? And Wes Borland, the guitarist for Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God. You know what would be the best in addition to that duo?
What?
A lady in a Xena costume playing a skinny cello.
That happened.
I think they had one of those too.
Oh my God. Who'd have thunk
it? Sounds like the best thing ever.
Yeah. So yeah. This is a private event, right? Like they only had like ambassadors and dignitaries allowed to go to this, I assume.
Royals, etc.
No, there was like lots of people there.
What?
Yeah, it was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
That's that building made out of staples, right?
No.
No, that's the biggest staple office supply store in the world, right?
No. You guys are totally wrong.
What?
It's a big stadium in Los Angeles. So, yeah, our guest was at the World Finals. She's a good friend of ours. Her name is Oraline, and she's legit. She's a legit esports person. She's a production assistant for Well Played Productions, and she writes for Leapedia. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining Oraline.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Not much. We were just talking about how nasty dresses as a cucumber.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's amazing.
I'm glad that I can finally be myself now.
Yeah, just embrace it, man.
So, you were at Worlds?
Yeah, I was.
Are you a princess or something?
I am. No. So, like Mopul said, I work with Well Played Productions, and through someone that we know who worked at Riot at the time, we got tickets to go to the finals there. So a bunch of us are Well Played actually met up and got to go see the season 3 championships together. It was pretty cool.
Awesome. How were your seats?
We were behind the caster desk. No, we were in front of it actually. We weren't terribly close to the stage. There's floor seating in the front, and then everything kind of just ascends into like, you know, the nosebleeds and stuff. We had pretty good tickets though. We were in the same section that Cloud9 were in. Cloud9 is the easiest team in the world to run into. Just like casually bump into, because I bumped into High and like the rest of the team like at least 2 or 3 times over the course of the evening.
Yeah, did you say hi?
No, I should have.
Aww. Well, that's...
No, it was good. It was crazy.
That's pretty cool. How are the crowds?
The crowd is pretty good. Everyone was super hyped, like, coming in. We went and picked up our tickets a couple hours before the doors opened because we had our tickets at will call. And it was almost like a carnival. Like, there were people just lined up. There were people, people were in cosplay costumes and taking pictures. And there were pro players just kind of walking around and taking pictures as well. And they had, I know you guys went to PAX, or some of you did, and they had those statues that were up there set up. And they had, like, Ziggs set up. They had Katarina, Ryze, Tredemir. Cool. So they had those,
baller,
like,
weren't they?
Yeah, they were sick. They had those set up, like, in tents, and people were just, like, checking them out. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Staples Center, but they have big statues of, like, sports people, like, basketball players and hockey players. So it was, like, an identity crisis for the Staples Center to have, like, all these, like, athletes and important, like, sports people, and then to have, like, a giant lady with swords and a giant blue man with a book. It was just really cool.
I thought you were going to say a giant lady with giant boobs.
That too.
Good one, Nasty.
You didn't run into Cloud9, but I think you did run into somebody, didn't you?
Yeah, I was walking around looking for a phone charger, and I ran into Nintendudex, who is the jungler for Team Coast. Yeah, that was really cool to run into him. Talked to him a little bit, just some small talk. I saw a lot of pro players there, but he was the first person that I actually, like, talked to. So I got a picture with him. It was really great. And the funny thing, like, I was talking to him and I kind of forgot who I was talking to. And I told him that this was my first event. And he was like, oh, that's cool. I ended up asking him if it was his first event too. And he was like, no, I've been to a couple MLGs and, you know, been to LCS and stuff. And at the time I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, that's so awesome. And it wasn't until, like, the next day that I realized, of course he's been to those. Like, he's been playing in them. So he's part of Team Coast, but... yeah, it was good. Sorry, go ahead.
Were the pro players, like, consistently swarmed by people?
Not really, actually. I think the big ones that had crowds by them were, like, Nijaki was kind of by a booth, and Chaox had, like, a crowd around him and stuff, but Nintendo was kind of standing by himself, and I saw Westrice for a little bit, and he was just kind of standing in line for, like, a restaurant. I think he was with Voyboy's girlfriend, Pooksie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the coolest part about the entire experience, was how, like, fans and rioters and the players all just kind of mingling together.
Sweet.
What did you think of the countdown event performance? Being there live, seeing it live, how was it?
I've heard from several people, and myself, like, this is just what I think. It was a lot cooler to be there and see it. I've had people tell me that it seemed a little bit lame or cheesy just on the stream. But I don't know if you guys knew this. I don't know if they showed this on camera, but there was actually a live symphony on the stage.
I saw
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Like, I lost my mind when I saw that. Like, that was pretty crazy. But... like I said, I've never been to an event like this before, so just to my experience, it was very new and very, like, just very fresh. Everything that happened was really exciting.
When I was watching it, everybody had their phones out recording it, and I went into an old man rant in my mind about, like, you fucking kids, just enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't record it and post it to Instagram.
Typical fucking old man.
That's the new thing, though, man. I mean, being able to catalog it live while you're there.
I guess, proving to people that you were at this event, but I don't know. Something about it just bothered me to my core.
Yeah, I mean, you're essentially recording a screen. Like, you go to an event like this, it's not like a sports event where you have, like, a football stadium that you can look at. Like, it's essentially a giant viewing party for just a game. So to record footage of it, it's not going to be as exciting or as engrossing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that, regardless of the performance, it sounds a lot better than what me and Nasty did that night.
Yeah.
All you did was sit around and make fun of it.
That is exactly what we did.
I think Millpool and I actually liked the intro. And you two were
the musical performance was pretty cool.
I didn't care much for it. It just seems so... It seems so hokey. I don't know.
It seemed forced.
You get these, like,
I'm so cynical.
Okay, hold on though. I work in marketing, and I know Force when I see it. I think they're just young. It's still a fledgling event. They're trying to get their feet wet. I think there's a lot of genuineness to it, but it's just sort of new.
I thought the orchestra was very cool.
The orchestra was cool.
That was my favorite part. They could
have just left it at that.
And the music was good.
They could have done without the fucking other people.
The Asian girl with the cello was a little weird.
What about the 250-year-olds around the fucking Fortress of Solitude?
Come on, dude. Three keyboards. They've been in the business for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, it's the Crystal Method, man. They're legendary.
But what do they have to do with League of Legends?
If it was Daft Punk doing it, this is the same thing.
They did the music for
Evolution. Because that's relevant to the audience.
Okay,
Crystal Method. I bet 5% of the people in that center could name who they were right away.
Yeah,
I bet they liked the music
first.
Did they?
I can't remember how much they really added to the musical performance.
Arline, you were there. Did they appreciate the music?
I mean, for me, it was more cool to know that they were playing the Lucian theme and that it turned into the League of Legends theme. Like, that in itself was really cool and I thought was awesome. I didn't know that it was a name band.
The music in general, labels notwithstanding, was it appreciated? The theme, everything.
Yeah, I think it kind of added to the hype video that they were playing. Just everyone is kind of losing their minds.
Well, the other thing is,
we didn't have that. We didn't really. All that we saw on the stream was we just saw them playing, and we didn't see what was being played on the screen and everything.
Yeah, there was a highlight video.
We did a little bit actually.
Yeah, you could kind of see it, and then it was the rest of it was focused directly on the performers themselves.
They show the performers?
They showed the anime hype video. That was pretty cool.
No, there was another. It was a live action one that had samples from the different season one and season two worlds.
That was also shown, but I don't think anyone remembers.
I don't remember.
Yeah, if it was shown, it was overshadowed by the performers. And
it was overshadowed, though. It was
saying that it was something that shouldn't have been shown, because it's when you're not there, it's nice to see the performers themselves, but you don't really get that full experience that you do when you are there, I guess.
Well, again, that just goes back to is this a spectator? Is this a spectator event? Because I mean, where's your eye being directed? What are you supposed to look at if you have a really awesome video that's on the screen, but you also have performers that are relatively well known and famous? Where is your attention supposed to go?
I agree, right? I agree with you on that part.
Yeah, I could see people being excited, getting their tickets, sitting in their seats for half an hour, 45 minutes, waiting, watching that fucking countdown going.
I can see you just sitting there with your arms crossed. Yeah.
I said that would probably be what I would do. I'd just be looking at the audience in disapproval with all their fucking phones out.
Shaking your head fucking kids.
So you would stand up and turn around and face the audience and cross your arms?
Yeah, shake I would. Too. I would love to do that.
Next year.
Yeah.
Cool. So how was who won this tournament?
The Chinese.
Spoilers. SKT took it 3-0. It was pretty definitive. Royal Club didn't even get a win.
I thought you were going to say disappointing.
Yeah, that definitely affected the audience, at least our group, because we were so hyped. We went to the bar and we're pre-gamed before we came, and so we were super hyped for Royal Club. And yeah, so that kind of put a damper on the evening. Game 3, I don't really remember Game 3. I don't really remember Game 3 ending almost, even, because everyone was just kind of well, this happened.
Yeah, Game 3, they just seemed so defeated already.
Right, their morale was just shot.
Yeah, their morale was shattered.
Were they the underdogs? Were they perceived that way?
Yeah, SK was a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. No, the analyst desk during it. Yeah. Was everyone. They all said Royal Club except for Monty.
They went Royal Club because of an underdog effect, I think.
Yeah.
Because there was such a hype for SKT that I felt if there wasn't anybody cheering for Royal Club, then everybody would be like, oh, okay, well, SKT is going to win this, so what's the point of even watching?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they'd do that.
To be honest, the only disappointment I really felt was it ending so fast.
Yeah, me too. I wish that it would have been one more game at least.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't want to go to bed. I wanted to stay up till friggin' 3 a.m. watching the league, and then just sort of got it ended so abruptly.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was planning on doing.
You can ask Pat. When I went to the gas station, I brought back like Red Bull and Monster for us to like drink like halfway through this long excursion. And then game two ended, and I was like, well, I think I'm going to stop drinking now because there's no point in me crashing on your couch if this is going to be over in another 45 minutes.
It was kind of disappointing in that sense, but
I mean, that's just sports, though. Like, there's right. a lot of esports fans that don't really understand, like, that kind of thing happens, you know? Like, there are bad games. Yeah. There are shutouts.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain amount of gratification for me because I'm so tired of things being, oh, it's so close. Here they come back again. Here they rally. There's something very gratifying about a good old-fashioned ass-beating, and that's exactly what we got out of it, too.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it was a little bit infuriating seeing, like, forum posts and Reddit posts essentially blaming Riot for a boring performance when it's totally out of their hands.
It's like blaming the NFL for a boring Super Bowl.
Right. I don't know. Watch the games. Enjoy them.
Yeah,
dicks.
For real. Be happy that this has become something that's worthy of like talking about in more than just like the small aspects. It's grown into something that's much larger and something that I think is actually going to grow even more next year.
It was incredible to be at the Staples Center. Like, it geographically, it doesn't really get much bigger than the Staples Center. Like, no. The signage that they had at the Staples Center was incredible. Like, the amount of signage coverage that they had on, like, the walls and all the pillars and everything.
It's a great place. I went there for E3 once or twice. And you're right, the amount of signage you can put up for something is staggering. Even like, neighboring buildings have advertising on them sometimes.
Millpool has a few little tidbit facts.
Can I really throw something quick in here though
before we go?
So do you guys think that it would be better for Riot instead of doing quarterfinals straight into finals if they would do a loser bracket going into play the finals as well? Or not?
It all comes down to manpower and time and money and
in the event that, this happened, it was a 3-0 shutout, then they would have, like, a loser bracket standby to figure out third place just with the two losing teams from the quarterfinals just to keep, like, a little bit more content and give,
You can't
like,
follow
a third
up
place.
The finals with
content,
a loser
though.
Bracket.
True, you're right. You should lead with that if you're really going to do that.
It's also, like, as it gets bigger and bigger, it's about, like, the money that it's going to cost to keep people in the Staples Center, too.
Right.
True.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say.
I'm all for a loser bracket. More games means more games I can watch.
Plus, sometimes the loser brackets are often more entertaining.
Yeah, they don't have much to lose. I mean, the difference between third and fourth place.
Skill sets, too, tend to vary once you start going further down the tree a little bit, too. You get unconventional tactics, you get slip-ups, you get comebacks from nowhere. There's a lot less certainty when it comes to that, and that's always why they're sometimes compelling.
I mean, like, the Staples Center, or that event, sold out, so I'm sure it generated money for the Staples Center.
Yeah, people buying nachos and shit.
$20 nachos, $10 soft drinks.
How is the merchandise there, Orline?
They had a couple stations set up with really cool like posters and t-shirts and hoodies and stuff. Most of it was really pricey, but there were some really cool like jackets and stuff that I wanted to pick up. And one of our group actually spent like a lot of money and got stuff. So it was cool to see like the Rammus hats and the Teemo hats and everything.
Yeah. Huh.
They had really good door prizes and stuff and swag bags. I picked up some things.
Yeah, what'd you get in the swag bag?
They gave out a t-shirt, a little bracelet that you wear, and if you, like, wave your arm, like, it's like motion sensor. It lights up really bright. The people sitting next to me actually were... They would go, like, hey, Orline, and then I'd look at them, and then they'd flash in my eyes, and I would always forget every time. They also had, like, clapper sticks that you see. You saw them at, like, PAX, I think. They had them last year.
Clapper sticks.
They're like inflatable and you smack them together and they make a noise and they also light up.
Okay, I can imagine it.
Yeah. I got Championship Thresh, which is exciting.
Nice!
Yeah! And I got a Ezreal statue, actually, as part of like another giveaway that they had.
How is the statue? I wonder if it's the one we were looking at last week.
I haven't opened it yet. It's Pulse Fire Ezreal.
That's the one.
It's the one. That was going for like $70 on eBay.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was before Worlds and before anyone knew that they were giving them away. Huh. Neat. I want that statue. Give me that statue, Orlan.
All right. I'll hop over.
So initial numbers looks like they were kind of lower than last year.
Really?
Last year they reported around 8 million viewers, or 8.2 million or something like that.
Yeah, we made that prediction on Facebook, and everyone was going through a game of brinkmanship, going higher and higher. I'm surprised it was lower.
Right, except one person said lower. I think it was Tattoo, the guy that makes our segues.
Yeah, good call on his part, I guess.
The stats I read today said 6 million approximately for the first game, but those were the only stats that were out. As far as I could tell.
Right.
Was it later this year than it was last year? Because it was 8 o'clock Pacific this year, which is like 11 o'clock
for you
guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
And I wonder what the drop-off was, you know, going from one game to the other game and then the third game.
But it's a Friday night and it's a bunch of, you know, teenagers and college-age kids.
It's true.
I think they'd stay up and watch it.
You just hate those kids, don't you?
Well, I mean, they get like millions of viewers in China and
right
in Asia in general.
Maybe we'll have a different number in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe the 8 million last year was just hype or not true. I don't know. We don't check our facts. This number could be wrong. Millpool? Check
it's not your wrong. Facts.
Oh.
I got it from Reddit.
Oh, then it's definitely right. What else with these little stats? Twitch peaked at 635,000 viewers.
It shit itself a few times while we were watching.
Yeah, we switched to Zubu.
It was a better feed. I mean, it was a few minutes slower, a few seconds slower, but I mean, it was really good. The sound quality was better. The visual quality, you could amp it up without much degradation.
Right.
Cool. We kind of forced Millpool to come watch it with us.
Yeah, I was like, 'cause he'd be 30 seconds ahead of you guys.
He'd be spoiling it for us.
Yeah, it was fucking bullshit. We were like watching it, and then Millpool would say something. It was like, dude, really? Again? Come on.
That's a really
great.
I
wouldn't tell you guys what would happen. I would just be like, oh.
It's still spoiling it. I probably won't ever forgive you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, too bad. Not forgiven. There's a lot of shakeups after Worlds for preseason 4. Even though it just ended, everybody's talking about who's going to join what team and who's going to quit what team and who's going to come out of retirement.
Are you going to join any pro teams, Guido?
I've had offers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am.
You are?
Which one?
Well, which four? I'm going to be on 4 teams, guys.
Name them. Name them now.
I'm going to be on Velocity because I thought they could use my help.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be on Complexity because I thought they really could use my help. Okay. Is that good?
They get European Union citizenship so you could join one of the European teams?
No. I was going to join Azubu Frost.
Oh!
Or Entis Frost now? Did they change that?
If you're asking for confirmation, man.
Whatever. I'm making my own team, too.
What are you going to call it?
Go-Go Guido's Have Fun, guys.
Go-Go Guido's Have Fun, guys? Really?
Yeah.
You'd put something about your razor dick in there or something.
No.
No.
Why not? I don't want to be explicit.
Sounds Come like on. The first Japanese team.
Wait, what was that? What was that Korean TV show that we were watching?
Howdy Stranger Love.
Howdy Stranger Love. That's what the name of the
team is. You should call it that, yeah.
Well, I can't because it's trademarked because it's a fucking television show.
Oh,
guys.
Shit,
you
that's right.
What are they gonna do? Sue you across the ocean?
Maybe.
can I join your team?
No.
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 Sorry. You have to be silver or higher. You
need to be this high to play.
So the one that I saw first out of all of them was Kayok saying that he might be looking for a team next season. He's pulling a Brett Favre.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Brett Favre.
Favre.
So I wonder what team might pick him up or if they even want him. Some people are saying that Reggie will retire and Kayox will come back.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen the way he left. What?
Dyrus is going to go down to mid since he's been playing a lot of AP tops.
No, they were saying Turtle would go mid.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's all speculation. Him even joining the team might not happen.
I don't know. He's been really streaming a lot lately. And kind of just doing like the YouTube Twitch shit. So,
right.
I mean, look at Rain Man. He also was on the same level and he talked about creating his own team when Kayox left. So, I mean, speculation until something actually happens.
Yeah, I feel like maybe being a full time streamer is possibly like more profitable than being on a pro team.
I don't know about that. You get the sponsors on the teams. You get any winnings.
I don't think they necessarily get free stuff from the sponsors, though. They just get, like, discounts or something.
They get, like, their shirts. And
I mean, it really? Depends on the team. But
yeah,
because I remember that Curse was getting, like, Saint Curse did a lot of, like, unboxing of new shit when they moved into their new house.
Yeah, Curse would get free stuff, but I think some of the lower-tier teams, like Velocity, would just get, like, discounts on stuff or something.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, because they're not really backed by a large company like Curse is.
But nothing's stopping them from streaming all the time, just like a streamer does.
Yeah,
except for tournaments.
I mean, yeah, they don't have enough or as much time to stream, but also their, like, you know, their exposure would go down if they're not on a pro team.
Yeah.
But, like, Saint, with the, there's been the shakeups with Curse, and he's talking about just, like, streaming a lot more. Also, while being a coach.
Eh.
Eh.
I mean, I've seen him stream, and he's... I mean, I guess he's getting, you know, top five most of the time. But really, how affordable can it be to just stream all the time? But if he's being a coach, then he's probably still getting paid.
Yeah.
Speaking of Curse, it's split up into two teams.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is.
whatever, man. I mean, it's Lowell Pro, right? Is what they're calling the other.
Yeah. One team is gonna have. I mean, it seems like they're kind of touting Voyboy as the captain. It seems because he's the only one from the original roster. And then I will dominate. Pole Belter, Afremu, and a new guy I haven't heard of, Zekent. Was he on a team before, Orlan? Do you know?
Oh, boy. I think he was on a Challenger team before, or he was high in solo queue. I can't recall for sure, though.
I think he wrote a few guides for the LoL Pro website, too.
His name is very familiar, though.
Okay. So that's that.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because unless they change the rules for LCS, Curse will only be allowed to have one team, one of their teams in the LCS. Like, you won't see Curse Academy and Curse LoL Pro in the LCS at the same time.
Coming around, though, because with the whole, we'll get to it later, Coke Zero tournament shit
exactly.
That's coming on. I really see that there's not just going to be, I think next season, as far as LCS goes, it's not just going to be like, these are your teams. I feel like it's going to be more of a weekly, like, these are the teams that are playing this week, and everybody just has, like, a total, we'll get to this later, I guess.
Let's get into it now. Double A, triple A, major league kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I think that it's more of like the LCS is limited to so many teams because they only have so much time that they have every week. But at the same time, there is no need if they have like a ongoing kind of tournament going that to pick for the LCS for that week's matches, then that means that the pool for the number of teams that can actually be picked from can be much larger than what it is, and instead of dropping out of the LCS quote unquote and losing your, you know, like pro sponsorship, then you don't really need to worry about it because you're still in the top 20 teams. They just pick the top 8 of those 20 for that week to go into the spotlighted games, I guess you could say, for that week.
That's a fine theory.
Yeah, we don't know if that's how they're going to structure it.
No,
yeah.
I don't. But I think that would work out much better for all the teams overall, I think.
Well, yeah, it keeps teams in the spotlight that might not be the best, you know, 10 teams in the NA.
Yeah, it broadens the field.
Right. And it gives them more, competitive practice to keep their... Because it's a different game when you're up there on the stage, I'm sure.
Yeah. And the only reason that I could see this, like, benefiting is because, I mean, look at how Cloud9 just came in the second half of this past season and destroyed all the teams. And just imagine if they would have been able to come in 4 weeks or 5 weeks earlier, how much more competitive the first half of the season would have really been.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll be curious to see how this Coke Zero Challenger tier league turns out.
Yeah.
Orlando, are you pretty excited about it?
Yeah. It's been in the works for a while, actually. It's exciting for me to hear about because I'm part of one of those organizations that puts together those challenger teams. Puts together some of those challenger tournaments. It's actually really interesting because just a couple days after Riot announced this, you know, high stakes, high profile, like officially sponsored challenger series, the North American Challenger League kicked off, which is like a community driven 8-week season, which is supposed to be like the answer to the lack of an official league, kind of right. Like the Mobile Fire Challenge, stuff like that. So it's interesting to watch this tournament because I'm trying to write coverage of it and just see like that quality versus like what usually happens with challenger teams. And as we're entering into the off season, like some of the major teams are not going to be playing, so they'll be a lot more free to do challenger stuff. I think it's exciting. It's exciting to finally have like an official avenue for challenger teams to officially feed into the LCS, because it's going to be this challenger series is going to be running in tandem with the LCS, which I assume will like qualify teams for the next split.
Right.
How can you not get excited about all this?
Yeah, it's essentially the minor leagues.
Right.
If they do well enough, they get bumped up to the big leagues.
It's Premier League soccer and all the ancillary leagues below it.
Right.
I mean, that's why I love soccer, so English soccer so much. Football. You know, you root for those teams, especially the ones near the end, because if they don't show up, down they go.
It will be interesting to see, though, what's going to happen to some of these organizations, like Well Played, the NACL, Mobile Fire, like Ivylol. Now that there's a big-time established Challenger League, what are these other organizations that have, in the past, devoted so much time and resources to putting together these Challenger tournaments? Like, what's the next thing going to be for them, right?
Diamond tournaments? Just keep working down until that gets officially sanctioned and then have gold tournaments.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it'd be a shame for anything bad to happen to those companies because they can't provide content or tournaments or anything. But
well, Riot, I mean, with the PAX and Gamescom qualifiers, which was the last league related tournament that Well Played did, we worked with Riot and like handled the production and everything, and they like handled the rules side and gave personnel and stuff. So I could see something like that happening too.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting season, especially the preseason too, to see what shakeups happen and news comes out. So what else?
Yeah,
is
it's
going
definitely
going
to be.
I think it's the bug, right?
Yeah.
The five's bug.
So you can play as one singular champ against five other singular champs.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Go for it.
The appeal of this based entirely on the fact that you can do something that you technically can't do? Is that all it is? Like five Annies versus five Annies? Ooh!
Yeah, pretty much. It's very novel.
I think so.
And Riot said today that this is actually something that they were working on.
Yes, okay. And that's really what happened is that somebody was somehow looking through the code and happened to stumble upon it. Because really what you have to do is you have to go install a section of code to enable essentially this mode, and then you can go and do essentially this.
The way it was explained, how I took it is, you know how in Left 4 Dead every week when it came out, or Left 4 Dead 2, it'd have like different mutations?
Yeah.
It seems like they're kind of doing that for League. Like this one was planned to be the first mutation. Oh. Where you could 5v5 and it only lasts for a set amount of time.
That's more interesting than the 5v5 thing.
Right, just but, because yeah. if it was a staple, if it stayed there forever, it'd become like ARAMS for me or Dominion or something. I'd play it the first 3 weeks and then get tired of it because people start taking it too seriously and it doesn't add anything to the game.
Well, it's a novelty, but if this is like a rotating mutation, that's a completely different ballgame.
Right. So, I mean, I'd be curious to see what other kind of novel ideas they have in store.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
The guy who made the post on the League website, the features designer who was talking about doing this, he's talking about like wanting to work with the community and get feedback to see what the community wants, like what type of game modes.
Do you guys have any game modes just off the top of your heads? I know we didn't discuss this beforehand.
I had that idea that was like gun game from Counter-Strike, where like if you get a kill with a champion, you get another champion.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be good.
But that'd
cool.
be long. 107 champions or however many are out.
No,
you could limit
like
it to first to 10
first
or
to
something
10 kills
like that.
Or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It'd be like an ARAM or something, and first to 10 or 15 kills or something like that.
That would be pretty cool. And they'll give you like an abundant amount of money so you can change your build out.
Yeah.
I think a cool mode would be Ultimate Bravery mode, where for those that don't know, Ultimate Bravery it's a website and you put in, you log in and then it tells you what champion to pick and your summoner spells. And then it tells you what items that you have to get in that order. And I think that would be pretty cool to just kind of screw around with.
Yeah. That would be fun. Just like force you to buy a series of items in order.
Yeah, if you had enough money, that when you went back, it'd buy it automatically right away.
Yeah, like it automatically does it for you. You don't get a choice. Maybe you would be able to buy like pots and stuff like that outside of it, but like if you have enough money, that is the next item that you can buy, and until you buy that item, it won't unlock anything else from there forward.
Someone came out. There was a post on Reddit this past week. Someone came out with a website that's called like Reasonable Bravery or something, which is like it's supposed to be like Ultimate Bravery, but it's not as random. I guess like the whatever algorithm they use to like determine it is a little less biased, I guess, or a little more biased.
Huh. Maybe we can give that a shot.
This is actually pretty cool. It gives you like a bar to choose. Like how crazy you really want the algorithm to be.
How brave you are.
Yeah, exactly. So it starts out with like Ultimate Bravery, old school is the far left side. And then it says like swirl and mix, a mixture of the nearly reasonable and Ultimate Bravery. And then it has nearly bravery, which is like the recommended, obviously.
I like that.
And then
that.
It has reasonably bravery, which is experimental right now, which I'm guessing is just going to be like normal-ish stuff, but just throwing something in there that wouldn't be normal.
Yeah.
And then you have the option to pick a random champion, and it'll pick it for you, or you can pick a specific champion, and it'll generate it for you, as opposed to like Ultimate Bravery, where it gives you the random champ and the random summoner spells.
Neat. So I guess we'll stay tuned to see what they come out with for this. I like the idea. Give me something novel to play for a week until I get tired of it, and then take it away.
That's actually perfect for us, to be honest.
Yeah,
we have short attention spans.
Right. Well, good stuff.
Okay, on that, the specific champ isn't working. It keeps giving me a error. But random champ's working.
Okay. Cool. So check out that website if you want. Thanks, Nasty.
Yeah, no problem. Plug in reasonablebravery.com.
You
can pay us later.
what do you guys say we move on to general gaming? We talked a lot about
League.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's move on.
There's a lot to talk about.
Shut up.
There was a lot to talk about. We'll just we'll breeze through general gaming. But I want to thank Oraline
for coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
It was a pleasant exchange.
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
Perfectly cordial.
It was an odd thing to say. Pleasant exchange. We appreciate your insight and thanks for coming on and come on again.
Do you want to like plug your Twitter or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You can follow me on Twitter at dchanimaya. That's D C H A N I M A Y A. It's lots of esports talk on there, so if you're into that, that's what I talk about. Lots of writing stuff on there too. But yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. And now, let's talk about some general gaming.
Wow. That's awesome. Love it.
We gotta get through this quick because we're gonna be running long.
Yeah. Well, then stop talking. Let's get to it.
Stop talking? That would end the podcast, Nasty. last week we reported that Valve filed for a trademark on Half-Life 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Bust. This week, we're reporting that that was a fake thing, and we apologize.
Isn't there a new one now?
I don't think there is a new one. Is there?
Yeah, there was news about another one that was actually legit.
Was it the Portal 3 one?
Might have been Portal 3.
Because they're saying that that one's fake, too.
Really?
Yeah. If you went and looked through that docket where it showed everything people were working on, there's nothing there from Portal 3 or anything mentioning Portal 3.
Oh, interesting.
So I guess that docket that said people are working on Half-Life 3, or there's a team associated with Half-Life 3, at least, was true. It's just the trademark was false. So.
Oh, well, so it might still be happening?
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just
Well, eventually our son will die, and you know, I was making sure it was actually happening or not.
I want to know what happens to Gordon Freeman.
I want to know what happens to Gordon Freeman.
Last we left him, he was getting eaten by that big ball thing in the warehouse.
Your balls will get eaten.
I don't remember the end of Half-Life 2.
Well, it was Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played that like once. I don't remember what's going on at all.
Him and Alex, remember the spoiler alert?
Yeah.
The black scientist that was Alex's dad got killed by that floating ball thing that shot his tongue through him. And then Alex was being held up by one of those balls, and Freeman was just like knocked out or something. It's been a while since I played it. They left it at that. It's like the ultimate fucking cliffhanger.
It was a really douche thing to do, especially since it's been so long.
Right. Just give me another episode. Like, fucking even make it 20 minutes where he like grabs her down and they run away and get in the car and find a cabin to live in. Just give me some resolution. Jesus fucking Christ.
Does it really bother you that much?
It kind of does.
Think about Reddit, man. Reddit foams at the mouth whenever Reddit Half-Life 3 is mentioned.
It's a huge cliffhanger, and people forget that.
I haven't forgotten.
No one ever mentions that when they talk about Half-Life 3, though. Like,
that's
story,
why they
it's
do.
Just become like this thing in itself where everyone. It's just become its own thing.
It has kind of become
its just
own
become
thing.
A joke. Like, Half-Life 3 coming out is just a joke now.
Hey, right. Duke Nukem came out.
Right.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Whatever. We'll get to it when
I
want to
talk about Battlefield 4.
All right. Battlefield 4 was in open beta, and it still is until like the 14th.
And man, it feels like a beta.
Does it?
I don't. I wish I liked it more than I do.
It's got some quirks to it that I can't really put my finger on.
Neither can I.
It feels almost too arcadey.
I feel like it's been kind of arcadely consoleized a little. I don't know. It doesn't feel as graphically, even though it's supposed to be a better engine or a revision of the engine, it doesn't feel as graphically immersive as Battlefield 3 did.
Yeah. I want to attribute it to the map, that you can only play one map, the Shanghai map.
Yeah.
And maybe that map is just isn't that good. Maybe.
I'm hoping it's the map being crap, because it just feels weird.
Some of the guns don't feel like they shoot right.
A lot of the guys in the group we play with are like huge FPS tactical whores. They're saying the same shit we're saying, so it's got to be legit.
Yeah. Mill, you played it a little bit. What do you think?
Played like 5 minutes of it. I mean, I've heard good things about it outside of you guys.
Yeah.
So in your expert opinion...
One thing I did like was that I had fun with, even though it wasn't enough to keep me around playing, was like taking elevators up on top of buildings and then looking for the closest flag to capture and jumping off and like shooting guys while I'm parachuting down on top of the point. Just jumping off buildings, pretty much.
Yeah. Every time I died, it was like a guy on top of a building that killed me.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool, like the verticality seemed neat.
Yeah, that was cool. We took an elevator, like you mentioned.
Right.
That was interesting.
But, I mean, everybody's complaining about the people camping, but they forget about the helicopter that's on the map that should be used to kill all those people that are camping on the roofs. But, again, people are bad at flying helicopters and they crash it 30 seconds after they get it into now, one of those tall buildings.
If only there was like some kind of thing they were going to implement in the game that allows you to fly things and test them before you play.
Well, they are. It's just gonna, what? It's going to be in the final one.
Oh!
What's your point?
I may have mentioned it earlier and it was shot down as not that important.
No, not by me.
Oh, no, not by you. I think by somebody else here. Somebody else is a bit of a naysayer.
Yeah.
His name ends in Ool.
What?
Oh, yeah, Raul.
Raul, yeah, Raul. Raul Julia. What? He's dead. Never mind.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I can't buy it, I don't think.
I can't buy it the way it is right now.
Right.
Speaking of which.
Fuck it. Let's just go to voicemails.
I just want to mention one thing. I was really stoked for Beyond Two Souls, and the reviews are shit. I'm scared.
But the reviews aren't that shit.
They're hills and valleys. There's some really good ones and some really bad ones.
Right.
Just still a huge red flag for me when buying a game.
I think it's that type of game, though. It almost makes me want to buy it more just to see, to make my own decision.
It scares me off.
You know, there's no hype behind it. I'll be able to play it and enjoy it, maybe, or not enjoy it. But I'll be able to form my own decision about it, I guess. I don't know. There's no hype. Let's play it, Wally.
It's $50. I probably could reallocate somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably buy it when it goes on sale or something. Or
that's exactly what I intend copy. To do. I want to buy it when it's on sale because you just know that's the kind of game that some kid's going to be like, wow, and then like, what the fuck is this? And trades it in.
See, I really enjoyed Heavy Rain.
I loved Heavy Rain. And I'm probably going to love
all
this.
The gameplay I see of Beyond Two Souls. Looks like Heavy Rain.
It's all heavy. It's quick time events and everything like that.
Yeah.
I just want to pick it up when it's on sale because you just know it's going to go on sale quick.
Well, yeah. It'll take a while.
That game? I mean, yeah. It's not Call of Duty, man. I mean, I think it's probably going to go on sale fairly fast.
I'll pick it up when it does.
What is with the name? I never realized it was Beyond : Two Souls.
Well, there's two souls in this girl's colon. And she has to go beyond the norm,
right?
To like expel them.
It's super graphic. It's like Surgeon Simulator.
You can see everything.
Yeah, it's just like half the game is just her all goatsied out.
It's like goatsy.
And you have to reach like a simulated hand into her anus. And either pull one soul out or the other soul.
And the graphics are so advanced, like, you can see like marks on the ring on the hand that's like being inserted.
Oh man!
Yep. Yeah. And it comes with smell-o-vision.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, Ellen Page had corn, I see.
During the QuickTime events, it says, it comes in the case, it comes with like these, this booklet of scratch and sniff things.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says,
are
turn
they
the
all
page.
Just shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scratch column 8, section 6 now.
It's just like the last one.
Scratch grid H7 now. It's more shit.
If you get the collector's edition, the pages have actual shit from the developers on them.
Wow.
Yeah. So spend the money on that. Beyond colon two souls.
See, I'm glad we talked about it now.
What do you say we do some voicemails quickly?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
We got a few.
Yeah.
A few voicemails.
It's pretty sweet.
Let's just hop right into it.
Let's just play them all at once.
Okay. I can't. I don't know how to do that. I couldn't. I would have. All right. First one. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Kate. Now that the Season 3 championships of League of Legends are over, what are some meta changes that you would like to see happen in Season 4?
Thank you for the question, Kate. And a good one it is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the meta is it's decided by the pros.
Yeah.
And last I checked, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. There's meta changes that I'd like to see. I'd like to see the fucking everyone do something completely new. Let's see two junglers and three single lanes. I don't know. I can't say if that's going to work or not. The pros will decide if that works.
Well, Riot also decides it. Like, if the jungle changes drastically, like, the meta is going to change along with it.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, regardless of what happens, I would like to see a change just because it's been...
Yeah.
I mean, there's been slight changes, but, yeah, 3 years of kind of the same thing with...
Yeah. But, I mean, the reason that the meta is because it's all about min-maxing. You want the most amount of gold given to the individual players, and being in the jungle allows you to do that, and you get your mid and your top the solo gold, and then you have your bot lane get the solo gold, essentially, and then you just have a support that sacrifices their gold income and supplements it by getting assists and just getting consumables and playing back and not playing so much. So, I mean, it's all about min-maxing. So really what it comes down to is that there needs to be a more efficient min-max to create a new meta.
Yeah, something that works for the top-tier players, and then it trickles down to us lowly peons.
But, I mean, there has been, like, you know, duo mid instead of, you know, duo bot. So maybe I could see that. Maybe picking up is something that would be cool to see, but it's still the same meta.
A big thing I'd like to see change is the way that top is played.
Yeah. Just been like tanky, do nothing.
Right. It's sit up there and farm until team fights happen and then leave them alone. Don't fuck with them. They won't fuck with you for the most part, at least in the games I play. It's just top is so boring to me. I don't know.
I was really enjoying playing top, but I also played a lot more of like carry top lane than what works the best right now, which is, you know, the tanky Nasus, Shen, Renekton, you know, that kind of top lane.
Yeah.
It's so boring just hearing the names.
I mean, if like Riot starts doing these other game modes, will that like satiate you, Guido, for like changes?
Will that
satiate?
What?
Will that like?
Will that satisfy you?
I mean, the meta for the real game won't change, but what if they just start implementing a bunch of these game modes that they're talking about? Is that enough?
No, I mean, no. Because, I mean, I'm not going to play those games too much. I can already tell you that.
Right.
They're like, novelties.
The problem is. Or one of the problems is, like, League of Legends is the biggest game in the world right now, and it's how much can you actually change without like putting that in jeopardy.
All it takes is one new item to, and that item allows the top lane to roam more often or something, you know?
I don't know what
that item would be, but I mean, all it takes is a slight change like that.
Well, I mean, look at, they got rid of Heart of Gold and all of a sudden top lanes changed.
Right.
Because season two had Heart of Gold and you saw a lot more of like physical bruiser, you know, fun top play where there was people that were counter jungling in top lane. There was people that were actually doing stuff in top lane. There was people roaming because they could, because you had that little bit of gold supplement that you didn't have to just sit in lane and farm and farm and farm and farm and farm to the point where you have to, you know, have 100 CS in order to be, you know, competitive and tanky enough to actually do anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to see if there's going to be any major meta changes, especially with the, what they're saying they're going to do to support in jungle.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that too. And with wards changing a lot now too, it's also kind of
right
exciting.
All right, good question, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Let's go to the next one.
Sup, Raz, it's Vinny, and I'm Apocalyptic in the chat room. My question is, if you could have any professional voice or movie actor be the voice of any league champion, who would it be? Thanks.
Good question, Vinny.
Good question. Good question.
Oh, man. I'd like to see Bobcat Goldthwait do Teemo. There you go.
I'd like to see Christopher Walken do a voice, but I don't know who.
Yeah, who? I don't know. It'd be cool to see him do like Thresh or
Christopher Walken Thresh.
Yeah.
or no!
Nocturne.
If I could use my chain.
I don't know.
I'd like to see Willem Dafoe do a voice.
Sean Connery is Graves.
Sean Connery is Graves?
Yeah.
That'd be alright.
Yeah, or like yeah, I think that would work. I was gonna say like Harrison Ford, but he's not really a Graves type person. He would probably
get off
be
my
a
plane. Maybe that's Air Force One.
John Rhys Davies is Gragas.
I don't know who John Rhys Davies is.
Gimli, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
I would say Willem Dafoe for TF.
I don't even think I know how Willem Dafoe talks.
He was the Green Goblin in...
Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay, well then just think about it. Fuck.
No, that might be all right. But he has to dress in drag while he does the voice. good question, Vinny. I wish we could do impersonations.
I just sent you guys that video before this of all the impersonations.
Yeah?
I didn't watch it.
I started to.
I saw it earlier. But yeah, that doesn't like make me good at impressions.
Right. Too bad.
I only do Deckard Cain. That's all I can do.
Yeah. I'd like to see Arnold Schwarzenegger do Sion.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, my God.
Well, I mean, Sion is like...
Right, he sounds just voice. Like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Vinny. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a good question. I wish we had better answers.
I do, too. We should probably listen to these beforehand.
This is
like my
more
Bobcat
fun.
Goldthwait. I'll try Bobcat Goldthwait.
I liked mine.
Hop 2, 3, 4.
Oh, God.
Hey, I tried it.
You sure did.
Yeah, you tried.
Shut the fuck up. All right, next one.
Hello, OK Gamer. How are you? I don't care. Let's get to the point. What are your hobbies besides gaming? What is your favorite color? What is your favorite food? What do you think of dogs? What superpower would you want? Also, what superpower would you give each other? This is all for now. Bye bye.
Is this like a ransom fucking voicemail?
Why did you shoot him?
This is great.
Why did you shoot him? Ah!
I think he's killing people while he's asking this.
Huh. Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to tell him anything personal about myself.
Well,
I've already lost track of what the questions were.
I do like dogs.
I love dogs.
What do you do besides gaming? Let's focus on that one.
Well, Guido has his porn garage.
Yep, yeah. Porn garage. I have my bobcat.
Impersonations?
Nope, just the bobcat. The bobcat, like the construction bobcat.
No, it's Bobcat Goldthwait. I have him.
Oh. I thought you had a stuffed bobcat, possibly.
That too. I have everything bobcat. Guys, let me tell you something. I love bobcats.
It's fantastic. What's your favorite food?
Is that what he asked?
I don't know.
Ice cream.
There you go.
Yeah, mine too.
Really?
I really like Leon's ice cream over here by me. It's fucking amazing. They have the best butter pecan ice cream you'll ever have.
Right. Well, that's custard.
Hey, you're right. It is custard. It's not technically ice cream.
Ice cream is good, but if I had to eat it, like if your favorite food became the only food you could ever eat, I would not want ice cream all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Ice cream.
What would you
it's
want?
Perfect.
It's something with like more stuff in it, like pizza or something.
I actually know what I would do.
Or like stir fry.
What would you do?
Paella or risotto.
Yeah, yeah, those are good. Good answers.
I think good he answer, asked good answer. What superpower would you like?
Yeah, I would like X-ray vision. Well, just clothesless vision. That's it.
Oh, he's being so nasty.
You know, it's always kind of an interesting question, though.
But I would want blinders, I think. I would make myself, like, peephole, like, glasses, so that way I don't have to look at everybody.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just turn it on and off? You can pick any power.
Oh, so I can turn it on and off? Perfect.
Sure.
All right, well, then problem solved.
All right.
Nope. I would want either... Well, probably telekinesis, I think.
Telekinesis?
Yeah, you can do so much with it. You can manipulate anything.
Just physical objects?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. What is Nasty going to do with his X-ray vision?
He's going to look at boobs!
Yeah.
Well, I can just like rip people's clothes off. And they won't
even
know
that's
it's
also
me.
Called rape.
They won't know it's me.
Well, it's sexual assault.
I guess then everybody gets the view, right? So Millpool's really pulling like the Robin Hood on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wally? If you had to put, I mean, it says to be one, just one, right?
Yeah.
Because usually I would probably try to couple them because typically having one is kind of weird. Flying.
Yeah?
I'd want to fly, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be all right.
Can I change my answer?
Sure.
Can I do teleportation?
Fuck, I was going to do teleportation.
Oh, okay.
I was like, why are all these losers not picking teleportation?
Because I prefer to fly.
We talk about this all the time.
Teleport into the air.
It's not... Yeah. It's not
and then keep teleporting into forward momentum.
Yeah, you'd be bamfing like forever.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to fly.
It's just free-falling, flying. Then just buy yourself a squirrel suit and then teleport into the fucking sky and float your way down.
There's nothing more iconic than that whole hovering in midair with your legs dangling down, looking down at something for a superhero. But that's not even what I want. That's just icing on the cake. It's just something exhilarating about the ability to take off into the sky and just go as fast as you want and fly. I mean, look at Superman and shit. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I could do that too, but faster.
Yeah, I can be in space in a split second.
I don't want to teleport!
No, you're wrong.
This is something Guido and I talk about a lot whenever we drive somewhere. It's like, man, I just wish I could fucking teleport somewhere really quick.
Fucking driving. Well, I don't... Did he give his name?
No. He said, hello, Just Okay Gamer. How are you?
It's good that he didn't give his name because he apparently was murdering a bunch of people.
Yeah, right? He didn't want to be tracked.
And I noted a slight, like, Russian accent?
A little bit.
I don't know.
I was picking up on a little bit of, like, Western Asia.
Well, I have a feeling that won't be the last we hear from him.
Was it you?
No. Why would it be me?
From somebody like eight horses or something like that, I thought, right?
Something. I don't think he wants to give his email and shit out, man. Come on now.
He's cool. He's cool with that, right?
All right, last voicemail.
Hey, this is Bombhead. Love you, love your show.
Oh, yeah, this
keep on trucking.
Something.
Hey, Bombhead.
Is he okay?
Love you, love your voicemails.
Always contribute. Always send that in.
Yep.
Never gets old for me.
Bombhab, thank you for that. To answer your question, I'm available.
Yep.
Millpool too, probably. I don't know, Nasty doesn't swing that way too often, but if you get enough liquor in him.
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll all just go into a men's bathroom and poop together.
Yep. Work it out.
All right. Well, yeah. nice show, guys.
It was. Want me to throw some plugs?
Yeah, pop those plugs out.
I'll throw some plugs. All right, guys, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justokgamers. You can follow us on Twitter at justokgamers. You can send us emails to justokgamers@gmail.com. You can check out our website, justokgamers.com. Also, I just signed up for Extra Life.
Oh.
If you guys would like to check it out, it's Extra Life. .com/participants/justokgamers. It's the team if you guys want to get on that team. And
what is it?
Extra Life is a 25-hour gaming marathon to raise money for I signed us up to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Awesome. Nice. I'll probably pop in a few times during that weekend.
Yay. It's November 2nd, 25 hours. I plan on streaming all 25 hours. And if people want to come join me, you can find us on Twitch and all that other shit.
I'm pretty sure Mill and I are interested in pitching in a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah. We'll make it a team group effort.
Yeah. Excellent. So, oh, yeah. And then we have Listener of the Week. Let's... do that. Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. This week's listener of the week is nobody because you guys are fucking slackers.
Well, I thought we had someone.
No, yeah, we don't have anyone. We could go back and read ones before we started doing Listener of the Week.
Fuck that. Just to make somebody special. Feel special.
It's a cop out, man.
That's a coward's way out.
Come on, people. Just write us a review on iTunes.
Tell your confused grandparents to do it. Or your dad or your mom. People who use iTunes but don't know who we are and don't care. Their reviews still count.
I mean... it's the revered title of Listener of the Week. The whole week, you're going to be the listener of it.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you do it? Penguin, American Elegy, Vinny, Calls, Baby Tickles, all great listeners of the weeks in previous weeks. This week, nobody, because you guys are slackers. Get to it, step to it. Log on to iTunes, give us a review. That's all we ask. I said I was going to scold them.
Now everyone's sad.
They should be sad.
This is like the end of Velveteen. This is like the end of Velveteen Rabbit.
Fucking they let me down. Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now.
It's Listener of the Week.
You can be Listener of the Week by leaving a review on iTunes.
Any review.
Oh, not any review.
Yeah, I don't care. Leave a review.
I don't think bad reviews help.
Yeah, leave a review.
You're not really Listener of the Week if you basically give us one star and say we're shit.
You can give us 5 stars and say we're shit and we'll read it.
Okay, that's good. That's fair. That's fair.
Somebody's going to do it now.
No, don't do that because it might throw off.
Here comes Bob Hab.
Just give us a good review. Hey, that was a good Bobcat Goldthwait.
It was pretty close.
It was.
All right. Next Saturday, not this one, but the one after that, we're going to be doing a live podcast.
Podcast. You guys like those?
It's a boner app.
Yeah. So you get next week, and you get the one on Saturday.
Yeah, and then another one on Tuesday. Holy shit.
I mean, don't expect Saturday to be very content filled. It's just going to be more for your entertainment.
Right.
You know what we could do, by the way, now that I think of it?
What?
We could record one of the board games we bring and upload that on YouTube as a bonus content thing, too.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'll upload you on YouTube.
So everyone could watch us play a game together like in one table. It'd be kind of cool.
Dude, Netrunner.
Netrunner would be cool.
That's a 1v1 game.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
I'll bring my game. Trust me, it's beautiful for this.
You're beautiful.
I know, and you're even more beautiful.
Oh, I thank you, sir.
Green-eyed monster.
We're gonna stream the boner app, right?
Yes.
So that's gonna be live. If you guys want to watch it?
Yes, live on my Twitch channel. Just pay attention to our Facebook. I'll update it as we get more information. We're still not sure what time. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Saturday, though.
Yeah. Also, that weekend be looking for us. We'll talk about this more next week, but we'll be on a lot.
Yeah. And we'll try and play some games with most of our listeners.
And we'll be streaming, too.
Will we?
At least I'm bringing my webcam. Fuck
you. We can't. Dude, there's going to be like 20 computers hooked up. You can't fucking stream.
Well, I'll just turn the room stream onto myself only.
All right.
That's a bye, guys.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.